Blog Talk Radio.
Tuesday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, the man with the mic, Kyle. We got an amazing conversation for you tonight, folks. Tonight on the conversation, I want to get into a lot of stuff, folks, so be prepared. I have posted above and below PayPal links. So, like the link below that I posted, if you click on it, it will allow you to get to my PayPal link if you want to donate. And all the flags, everything you see, I've been buying, and we do all this out of my own pocket. I pay almost $40 a month to do this, plus everything else, the microphones and all that. So it's 100%. If you're watching, like, subscribe to the Kyle's Conversation. If you're new on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually follow me. Also, don't forget to share. Also, you know, if you want to like, comment, whatever, if you have a question, you're listening on Blog Talk, you know, you can call in. If you're on Facebook, you can comment down below. But I want to get into a 27-year-old Kelly Crispin of St. Paul, who is looking at 7.5 years behind bars for drinking and driving, and I want to get into that. That happened last September. There was we had mass shootings over the weekend. Tragedy. You know, 7 were killed and 45 injured in Ohio. No, that was in Chicago. Over the weekend, where's the outrage? Where's Black Lives Matter? Where are the people who care? Where are the people who care? I also want to get into. Bill de Blasio and stuff he said over the weekend. I want to get into everything that's going on. Berto rebuke and all the BS and all the stuff that the left is doing, because it's all about their political campaigns. It's not about the families. It's not about the answer. It's not about fixing anything. That, and also some Manchester United transfer news. Let me see here.
You know, Republican or Democrat, it's not about finding an answer or helping anybody. Let's blame each other and take your money.
Yeah. John 14:21. Those who accept my commandments and obey them are the ones who love me. And because they love me, my Father will love them, and I will love them and reveal myself to each of them. Think about that as you're going through your day today, and thank you so much for tuning in, and I do have PayPal links, so if you want to donate, everything we do, please like and share, everything you see here, we do. I do everything. I do the research, I do the homework, I do all this stuff.
And I'm looking at it on YouTube. I think that's how we go big.
And this is the problem we had, because, I mean, our thoughts and prayers, first and foremost, go out to everyone affected who was killed over the weekend around the world. Around the world, because that is happening all the time. And, you know, here's my point. fatal driving crash results in 7.5-year prison sentence. Oconto, Wisconsin. AP, Associated Press from out there. A Minnesota woman has been sentenced to 7.5 years in prison for driving drunk and causing a fatal crash in northwest Wisconsin. The 27-year-old Kelly Crispin of St. Paul, Minnesota, was behind the wheel when her car was struck to an oncoming vehicle, killing Corey Folks. Okay? That happened last September. Okay, folks? Remember back in the 1920s, 1930s, alcohol was really bad. And what did they do? They started a thing called Prohibition. What did Prohibition do? They tried to ban alcohol to stop it. You ever wondered why mixed drinks are big? Mixed drinks came out of the need to make the liquor that was made in bathtubs called bathtub gin drinkable. Okay? Because it was nasty. Nasty tasting crap. And they had to make it, they had to make this bathtub gin taste good. So they flavored it. That's what you have what's called mixed drinks nowadays. Alcohol was rampant in this country when they banned it. Well, if banning alcohol isn't going to stop drunk drivers, why don't we ban all cars? Well, actually, Democrats are going to ban all cars. It's called the Green New Deal. They're going to take away cars, trains, planes, automobiles, coal, electric, fire. If it produces any type of energy, it's going to be gone. No lights, no power, no nothing. But let's ban cars so that we can stop drinking and driving. Well, that's impractical. It's not going to work. That's not going to solve the problem, folks.
You know, I've been thinking, and we've been having this discussion, I think since Sunday or Saturday, what's the end? Matter of fact, we've done a show about what's the end. The answer is God.
Yeah.
We don't have any, the moral compass is gone now.
Yes. The moral compass is gone.
That's the answer.
Because you have what's called, like, Democrats are coming up with this thing called the, like, okay, well, they want to put this red flag on place. And if there are red flags, they can keep you from getting a gun and doing stuff to stop this from happening ahead of time. That being said, there's already red flags in place because there have been mass shootings, even under Obama, where they had, okay, here's two.
Under Bush.
Yeah, under Reagan even, where they had all kinds of information.
Reagan was almost assassinated.
Yeah. Where they had all kinds of evidence in front of them saying, this guy has mental issues, he's talking about killing people, he's pro-Antifa, he's pro-Black Lives Matter, he's making threats, and nothing's being done, but now the Democrats want to introduce legislature that, see, they want to be seen as the people that care when they don't really give a crap. Just like, because if they really gave a crap about what's going on in this country, they would have been at the border when Obama was president saying, why isn't something being done about these kids in the cages? They are using, and what makes me sick is politicians are using this weekend for political votes. How can I get...
You know what really makes me mad is I didn't realize about the kids in the cages. I didn't know what to make that. Why didn't the Republicans show up there? Why didn't the people, someone's Democrats, Republicans, a lot of them, it don't matter, they just have a DNR behind their name. They don't matter, they don't give a crap, they just want money. Why didn't the people, if they would realize, and it was you, small or big, why didn't the people do something then? We need to stand up and do something.
Because most politicians want to be reelected. They don't want to burn the bush with. I mean, there were people in the media that said they were threatened by Obama because they made him look bad.
Wow, that doesn't surprise me. You just kill or you get killed.
But that's the issue. But under Obama, there was 24 mass shootings. Where was Bush condemning Obama, saying you're everyone's coming out, the blood is on Trump's hands for El Paso for doing what? Because he doesn't want to take away law-abiding citizens' guns. Well, you know what? Okay, well, how many millions of tons of pot have been in this country since it was banned? But it's been illegal. But wait a minute here. See, this is not a Republican or Democrat issue. This tragedy is not about pushing a political agenda. How do we make sure that things like this don't happen? Because taking away my gun is not going to solve the problem. Banning guns is not going to solve the problem with mass shootings. The red flag issue, we need to make, because there have been people, and this has been touted before, where because the HIPAA laws, hey, I can't say anything, but this guy has mental problems. And since I can't say anything due to HIPAA law, I can't do anything. And we can't red flag that he should not be able to have a gun. And he ends up killing someone. But at the same time, as a military person, an ex-military person, if you say you have trouble sleeping, they send you to a mental clinic. And they'll say, mental clinic. Yeah, mental clinic. Yeah, you should, and they'll try to use this red flag to try to confiscate law-abiding citizens' guns. And it's going to happen. Trust me. But at the same time, what is the answer to getting the guns out of psycho's hands? The answer is God, in my opinion. We've gotten to the point where, what is it? It is Whole Foods now is having transgender people, you know, they're supporting like reading the kids transgender people. I mean, if you look like a woman, okay, but when these people like go out of their way to like neon pink, neon purple lip, you know, like eyeliner, like an inch thick. I mean, they look, if that was an actual biologically born female, I would be like, ugh. I mean, they don't even look good to me, period. Even if they were born a woman and they dressed that way. I mean, I'm not dissing them. I don't care what they do. But if that was if my wife looked like that with like the 30-inch eyelashes and the neon purple lipstick, and it looks like they have like lip injections, and they look so fake with these like 70-pound earrings hanging down.
Oh, come on, babe. Really?
That doesn't do anything to me. Call me old fashioned, but
me looking all natural is really something to look at.
I mean, there's a difference between.
I tell this to my mom all the time, because she didn't like makeup and stuff. I said, but mom, if the barn or the house needs painting, you paint it.
I'm not saying my wife or anyone shouldn't wear makeup, but when they look so gaudy, when they have like an inch thick of makeup on, it's like, no. But here's my thing, though. We've gotten so off kilter because, remember, folks, there was no transgender law. If you look deep down into, and I've said this before, if you look deep down into that law, all it basically gave me the right to do is, as a male, I can use a woman's restroom and a woman can use a man's restroom, and there was no prerequisite. So what with this, if they pass this red flag bill, what would be the prerequisite? How can you guarantee that a law-abiding citizen can never have his gun taken away from him? Well, yeah, you got a speeding ticket, and that only like deranged people. So we're gonna take away, you know.
Well, then I couldn't have
yeah, yeah. That's what we're. That's. Because this is a Democrat issue here, because they're the ones bringing that up. You got to remember, I'm a white nationalist now. I was a racist. Now I'm white nationalist, whatever that means. I have no idea. I have white privilege, which I'd love to know what that is because I need some.
I can tell you what a white nationalist. You're white and you love America. And you want white, you want the white, it's like KKK, you want the white race.
So like Aryan Brotherhood.
Kind of, yeah. That's what they consider.
Well, I knew what it meant. I was just kind of, you know, because, but yeah.
You, I never know.
But, I mean, seriously, folks. And the liberal media said he needs to condone it. So he did.
Condemn, not condone.
Well, both.
No, condone means you're poor. Condemn means you're
I don't condone it. If you don't condone something...
He said he needs to condone it, not he needs to condemn it.
I don't condone men having sex with young boys. I don't condone that. That's not, Just
okay.
Like...
Well, you said the media said he needs to condone it. No,
but,
they were saying he needs to condemn it.
Well, that too. Like distance himself from it. But when he did what they told him, word for word, guess what happened? Oh, well, he wasn't sincere. He was just blowing out his mouth. He didn't care. I'm so tired. I couldn't have... Well, I lost my brother last year, but... I couldn't imagine losing my wife or my mom or dad to a shooting. I would be furious if they tried to use that for a political agenda. Because if they really cared... There were 7 killed and 45 injured in Chicago. Where is Black Lives Matter? Where is Antifa? Where is the anti-gun people? Where is all the outrage? I'll wait. I'd be here a long time because it's not going to get them votes. They're not going to be marching in the streets of Detroit or Los Angeles or these Democratic cities. They're not going to do it. They're not going to do it because it doesn't fit the narrative. This is an area that only has Black Democrats. There's no white Tea Party, nationalist, Republican, racist within 80 miles of the place. So it's not going to fit their agenda. We have the lowest Black unemployment, the lowest female unemployment, the lowest Hispanic unemployment. Please. What have the Democrats done since they took office? Or what have politicians done? Trump said he's going to do these things. And he's done it. He's done it. Whether you like it or not. I don't see one Democrat saying, you know what, I was wrong about Trump. Look at how the economy is doing. Look at the unemployment in the Black. Look at how he's trying to help the inner cities. I'm going to jump on the train. I was wrong about Trump. Nah. All they do is bash him and bash him and bash him.
You get a Democrat to do that. I don't know if the party would kick him out of the party. They'd almost lose their seat.
And it's sad, because what's going on in this country, folks, is when you have a debate where the Democrats are bashing Obama for not being progressive enough, not being controlling enough, the reason why the Democrats can't say anything, the Democrats, their party needs people in peril. The Democratic Party is the party of help. They need people reliant on them. They need people that are reliant on programs, reliant, because remember, the poverty rates were going down before these government assistance programs. They were going down. Do your homework, do your research. The Democrats rely on people needing help. Just like all those credit card offers that Oh, save 10 cents on gas. They rely on you not paying it. Because when they rely on you not paying it, guess what? Then they can make lots on interest. That's why there are stores that used to have, like, deals and stuff for, like, store cards and things. And when people would literally, like, they stopped doing it. When people would just, okay, if I use my charge card, I save 30%. Well, they would, on one item or whatever, they would buy whatever. They would use the charge once, get that 30%, pay it off, and then cut up the card. And when they weren't getting people that were actually using the charge card, and then they were collecting interest off of that to make their money back, they stopped doing programs. Because that's what the Democrats were relying on. Now that they're having, why can't Democrats come out and say, hey, X, Y, and Z, black unemployment is down. They can't say anything positive about Trump. They can't. The El Paso, Trump has blood on his hands from El Paso. I'm trying to get votes. I'm trying to get elected, and I have to use these victims. If I have to pretend that I care so I can get elected president, that's what I'm going to do. Sorry if I have to piss on the families who were killed. That's what I'm going to do because I have to get reelected. Because I don't care about you because, see, I love being a politician. Like Obamacare. That piece of crap legislation, guess what? You didn't have to be on it. No, you didn't have it. Well, yeah, you did. You got fined if you didn't use it. Me, I made sure that I was exempt from it. It was written in the law. I don't have to follow anything. It just makes me sick. Do you not want this country better? Do you even care about the people that you're supposedly trying to get to vote for you? I don't get it. I really don't get it. Do you not care about the people? Because you don't, obviously you don't. When CNN anchor this morning was on there, she was like, oh, the Dayton shooter was a Antifa supporting, Black Lives Matter supporting Democrat, you know, cha-ching, like crossed every box that the Democrats and CNN and all this were, you know, they don't know what to do when these shooters come up as Democrat because it doesn't fit their agenda, but there shouldn't be an agenda. Bill and Hillary Clinton, oh, we dismiss this mental health thing that Trump wants to do. We need a total ban. Like, you care? You're going to be surrounded by people with guns. You're going to be protected by Secret Service and people with guns. You don't have to worry about someone trying to shoot you. You're going to have tons of people paid to protect you. I don't know who would. Would you take a bullet for Hillary Clinton? I think not. I gotta. This is something my producer found. Legislating tougher laws won't change the behavior of lawbreakers. Remember, God gave us only 10 laws, and the world has yet to faithfully keep them. The problem is sin. Changing laws will only cause criminals to get more creative in breaking them. And that's where we're at, folks. And that's the truth. That's the problem we have in this country. That's the problem, what's going on in this country, folks. We have people that'll do whatever it takes to get, even if that means disrespecting the very people in their district. You even have a Dayton mayor who is mocking Trump because he thought the shooting was in Toledo, not. How does that help the situation? She's telling people that when Trump comes to Dayton, you need to be out there protesting. That woman makes me sick. She is basically, excuse my French, bleeping in the face of everyone who died. Everyone that was killed, their family needs to be at her office demanding she resign.
Ooh, I was in the bathroom.
The Dayton mayor is wanting whole city to protest Trump coming. How dare he come here, that racial white supremacist bigot who hates America, who hates America, who hates blacks.
How many people in Cincinnati were just at his rally?
Come on. Yeah, well, I mean, see, Trump is an anti-American neo-Nazi. See, actually, if you don't know who Trump's dad is, who's Trump's dad? Trump's dad was Adolf Hitler.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what liberals think.
Oh, I know.
See, what happened was, Adolf, Trump was conceived in Argentina when, you know, and there's people that be, if you ask that question.
That's actually George Soros, but I digress.
I bet you $100 if I went to a liberal campus and I said, well, they've come out with the DNA test that Trump tried to hide that his dad is Adolf Hitler, people would probably believe it. They probably would believe it. There'd be some that'd be like, well, I don't know if that's true, but I can see it, but I don't really believe it, you know. Oh, but that's what makes me sick. We need to protest this president coming here. How dare President Trump, how dare he walk, step foot in here, that anti-American who on 9/11 was taking his own cash and paying people to help look for the victims. It's amazing how you can go from, what do you think, expert? What do you think? Congress would like to welcome Donald J. Trump here, and thank you for your time, Mr. President. You know, not president now, but to be. But what's your expert opinion going forward on this? What's your expert opinion here? Now all of a sudden, the Saturday, you know, the weekend shootings are, you know. So you're saying that Trump is responsible for all the Southside shootings in Chicago, the black-on-black killings, he's responsible for that? His white supremacy is fueling black-on-black violence? I'm just throwing that one out there.
In the world, would you release the names and the employers of private citizens that donated to President Donald J. Trump? Why would you do that?
That's crazy.
Didn't mean to interrupt, but this just came to my attention. Democratic Representative Juan Castro of San Antonio, Texas, tweeted personal information about private citizens who donated to Trump.
Wow.
You know, I'm proud that I'm a Trump supporter. I've had clients that I've gotten into debates with about being a Trump. I never shied away from it.
Mm-hmm.
Not everybody's like me, though. not everybody doesn't care if they get into an argument or.
Yeah.
But nowadays, you can have people come at you with guns.
Yeah.
Just for doing your right.
Yeah.
I have a right. I have a right to support Hillary. I had a right to support John McCain. I had a right to support Obama. I have a right to support Trump. My God-given right.
Yep.
If I want you to know, I will tell you. I don't. It's my God-given right to keep it a secret, too.
Yeah.
Or just not publicize it.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Terrence Williams just came out, but, yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to watch that afterwards.
I shared it with you.
But the one thing I want to do is I'm gonna start doing this. I'm gonna look into making, and I'm gonna put these out personally. I'm gonna get Trump signs made out of asbestos so that when they get ripped out by Democrats.
If we lived in a house and had a yard, but that's one thing about our apartment complex. No one puts signs out or flags or anything. Flowers, plants, yes. But you don't see any flags or any signs. And they wouldn't care if we put a flag up. We have a flag, kind of just not a flagpole thing.
Mm-hmm.
You can have a flag hanging up, but you just, I mean, we couldn't even have a sheriff that we liked. They're signed in our window.
No, or he didn't think we could have.
I thought we
couldn't. No. But moving forward, though, I got about 30 minutes left in the program. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. Don't forget, if you're watching, to like, share, comment, whatever.
I just thought you would like to know.
Okay, because I can't share. I can't, like, see who's watching. So if I have 50 people watching, I can't tell until we end that I know how many watched. I can't see. Don't forget to like and share. Up above, I do have on the page, I do have PayPal account. Want to help keep this thing going, make it bigger. But I mean, that's the problem. I mean, how many Hillary Clinton people had to booby trap their signs? I don't know of any Hillary Clinton supporter that had to, like, I love when those people like put like a taser up to the Trump signs, and when they grabbed it, they got zapped. It was great. That's the difference. I don't care if you're a Democrat and want to speak your mind. You have that legal right. But don't keep me from my... This flag right here allows you to speak your mind. If people want to burn it. And that's the problem in this country. We're going to go after Trump. We're going to go after the supporters. We're going to do whatever we have to. We do not care. We have a Boston University professor, Sandra Crosby, who is saying that dentists should not help ICE determining migrants' ages. I'm against, that over 50% of Americans do not want migrants here. Over 50% of Americans are sick and tired of being like, oh, where's this money coming from to help these migrants when we can't get help? They don't care. Migrants don't care. See, I try to wake people up, and America is getting woke up. Democrats don't know what to do because they're scrambling. Okay, what was it, like $200 trillion? Someone actually did the math on what it would cost if Democrats were to give you everything they claim you're going to get. The free health care, free education. One guy is offering to give everyone $1,000 a week. Yeah. Let me just tell you a little something about baseball cards. Well, this one's very valuable because the 1952 Mickey Mantle baseball card is very valuable because people just played with them and threw them around and didn't collect them, didn't protect them, didn't do anything to them. No, they put them in their bicycle spokes. To remember when you took, like, playing cars and you made your bicycle sound like a motorcycle and all that stuff? Yeah. They did that, but with baseball cards. Very few survived. And they're very valuable. What do you think is going to happen to the dollar if this Democrat gives everyone $1,000 a week and all this stuff? And we're just going to forgive the college loans. You're not going to have to pay. Oh, don't worry. These colleges, they'll come up with the money to pay the professors and all the research and everything. They'll figure out some way to, you know, all this free stuff and all this. Yeah, they're going to have to figure out some way to move. But that's not the case. $200 trillion, all is free. Yeah, baseball cards, the really, 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 really old ones, because are so valuable because they rarely survive. How much do you think the dollar is going to be worth if you keep printing it and printing it? Why don't we just get a company to make printing presses for your house. So when you need groceries, I need a car, I'll just print out some cash. Well, if I can print out cash, you think I'm going to go for the cheap car? Mm-mm. No. I'm going to go for, I want the fully loaded one. I want that four-door Jeep. I want the every bell and whistle that comes with it. I want everything on it. I want everything. I want the most expensive model with the most expensive everything. I want the, what's that stuff? Yeah, I want it Z-barded. I want it rust-proofed. I want it all. Everything. I want it all done. Because I got a printing press. I mean, I'm not going to go for the cheap model. Heck, you know, if I can print off as much money as I want, you know, Democrats are going to give it to me. Everything's going to be free. I'm not going to sit there and go to that buy here, pay here lot and see if I can get them to give me $20 a month. Don't worry, everything's going to be free. Don't worry. Democrats are just going to hand it over. It's all cool. Because they don't have any plan. All they can do is bash Trump and take people who died and try to use that for their political benefit. Don't worry, folks. We're going to ban. I guarantee you we'll ban guns. I guarantee you. I will make sure that law-abiding citizens can't own guns. But how is that? How are you addressing the mental problem with people that have mental issues? How are you addressing the criminals who, I hope they ban guns. How you doing, man? Welcome back, you know. What I do here, man, you know, this is what I do, man. My girl over there, man, she's naked when she strips the drug, man. I don't trust anybody. I don't trust, you know, she's the only one allowed to cut my product and weigh my product. You know, well, Obama, he's going out. I hope he bans guns because I deal in cocaine, heroin, methamphetamine, crystal meth, PCP. I'm not, you know, guns would just be one more thing. I'm going to have to, I'll cash in. Look at California, man. The more they restrict the guns, the more I can deal with them, because if you can't get them legally, you get them from me. And that's what they want. Criminals want you to ban
anything, well, and everything.
Everything.
They can sell it black market.
Yeah, they can sell it black market. They have found, I saw a thing where they take, I think it's meth, and they liquidize it. And they put it in a bottle and they spray it onto cards. And then they mail a birthday card to someone in prison. And then the guy, you take the little card and you rip the little pieces off. And if you suck on that thing, you get basically meth. Guess
what? I think is the answer. This is what I think government should do. Force people to go to church and force people not to be on the internet. That solve all our problems.
Yeah.
See, that's the other ditch. That's the other ditch. The one ditch is you don't have any laws or anything, and you let people, you know, no open borders, take everything that can hurt somebody, because, you know, they don't have brains enough to say,
yeah,
I don't want to shoot myself, so I'm going to respect the gun and do the laws and whatever, or I'm not going to drink and drive. So that, or you have government run everything. Tell you when to pee, when to poop, what to breathe.
You see my thing with the ruler at the 6-inch mark of the Constitution. Far right is no government, no law. Far left is North Korea. Where do you want to be on that line?
Exactly.
Democrats are.
It's in the middle, right? The Christian life, white life, whatever, everything is a family.
Yeah.
It's a family.
Yeah, the Democrats and the Republicans used to be.
Love, hate, everything. It's a
balance. And the problem you have is the Democrats used to be in like the 7 or 8-inch. Now they're like 10 or 11 or 12, closer to almost government wanting to take and run everything in your life. Where we need to have a balance. You got to have rules. You got to have some laws. I mean, we have to find a way to ensure that people that should mentally not have a gun or not be able to get it, but we also have to make sure that someone like me can still get the gun if I want it, so I can protect my wife and my family.
I was shopping for a client today, and I got to listen to Hannity around 4:30 or 5:30. It was 4:30. He had Geraldo on. Oh, man. Normally, Sean's nice. Normally, he's nice. And Geraldo kind of is, to me, he's a joke. He's been a joke since his talk show and the Al Capone thing. I'm sorry. I can't take him seriously. I just can't. But he was going off on Tom about him tweeting and that's all the hate. I thought Sean was gonna lose his mind. Like, look, what did Obama do for race relations? You talked about this earlier. It's like, you can't get, we're not grooming the right people. The right people are who shot the gun, not the gun, not the bullet.
Yeah.
Not who made the gun. It's the moral. It's the inside of the person. And back when we were kids, if any of our families or whatever, if we had mental illness, if we were going cray-cray, our families took care of them one way or the other. You either got smacked upside your head, or depending on how bad you were.
Well, remember John T. Harris. He was on... Don Lemon's show like 16 years ago, and Don Lemon was going like, how can you support McCain? How can you do this and all this stuff?
Yeah.
And he goes, what has the Republican Party done for you? And he goes, wait a minute, what has the Democrats done for the black community? What has any Democrat done to help the black communities? They're decrepit. Detroit is well, I'm not qualified to answer that. Well, you're qualified to ask me that question.
Right.
You can't answer it, and they cut the thing short, and he was never on that show again. They don't show me a poor politician in either party.
Either party.
Either party. Show me anyone that's suffering. They don't.
No.
This is the problem.
They have an IRD behind their name.
It doesn't matter. I guess I've been that person that has all. See, I've never been a registered Republican or Democrat. That's the one thing, luckily, about me. Besides Ronald Reagan, when Ronald Reagan left, I never really trusted my government ever. I never have. Some people like, well, I'm getting fed up with the Republicans. Well, I never really cared for either party.
I never trusted.
But so many people are like...
I had your year in history class really changed my life. And I learned what this country was.
Mm-hmm.
How it was started and stuff. Never trusted the government.
Yeah. And that's the problem. It just frustrates me. that was a great ball player. We're not playing. No one is the leader. We could play us. You know, we can't be hurt. Okay, now I'm gonna think with someone. Okay, this may really work. Well, you have to see if people make some wild remarks. Yes, it is. It will be abuse. Yes, it is. For all things they I'm in Hawaii right now. I got to ask. Yeah. If this is the case, I think I can say something for the times. I'm going to keep listening to the kids. You know, it's happening. Make sure you don't get your kid degree. You the old TV and commerce in advertising here. You can get your kid in your car, you can be a but we can't try to happen. All it was is easy. Job. I didn't know. Yeah, this is a good school thing. We have to go to Boston High. Yeah. We have massive. Smoking commercials where they have a parent and they get into the car on a 90 degree day and they lock the doors and they pull and the windows are down. So they can smoke. Whenever I smoke, I have the window down. I don't care if you die. Not in these commercials. Let's lock the kid in the car, lock the doors, and close the windows. Those commercials just made me want to put a kid in the car and light up. I mean, they pissed me off more than they would do anything. They made me actually, some of these anti-smoking ads made me want to smoke, even though I don't. I use CBD. But let me check my time. Okay, I got about 6.5 minutes left. I want to get into some Premier League news. I want to thank you so much for tuning in all year around the world. Now it's time for the Premier League news. And our beloved Manchester United. And, well, as many of you know, we did better than I expected in the transfer window. I thought we would get Daniel James and Wan-Bissaka. And I thought that's all we would end up with. You know, but we have no midfielder. We have no midfielders. The baller is gone. Bruno Fernandes, not happening. Now there's talk of, I think they didn't go through. And now let's try to get Eriksen. Because now there's talk about Eriksen. We did get Harry Maguire, which is one more signing than I expected. But with Eriksen from Spurs, I think it's, hey, we gotta drum up some excitement because the transfer window is when we can get tons of people to read these articles about people that 99% of that these articles during transfer window that I read are BS. They're trying to get you to read. They're trying to get you to read the Evening Standard or the Sun or Sky Sport or BBC, whatever the case may be. You know, Simon Stone, he's good, though. I like Simon Stone. It's just, even if it's not real, it's just fun to read, you know. But you take Eriksen, for example. I don't think we can get it done in that amount of time. Unless he really, truly wants to come. I mean, they've had players that say they want to come here and the deal never goes through. So I have no idea. We got Harry Maguire, so we got one more signing than I expected, you know. So I wasn't expecting to get Harry Maguire, and we got him. I honestly think with what we have, I mean, what if Pogba gets injured? I mean, what if Lukaku and Pogba, after the season starts here, they get picked up with an Italian team or a Spanish team or a French team after our window closes? We were screwed. We're screwed if they were to be done. But in 2008, when we won the Champions League, when we did all that amazing stuff, you know? You know, when we won, I'm telling you, when we were dominant, what were Glazers out? Glazers were there when we were dominant, when we had Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. I remember Manchester United of England and Bayern Munich of Germany played at Camp Nou in Barcelona in Spain on May 26th, 1999 to determine the winner of the 1998-99 UEFA Champions League. Teddy Sheringham and Ole Gunnar Solskjaer. Incredible. We were dominant. The Glazers on this. The Glazers on this. We were dominant. So you can't, but it can't be Ole out either. If he's not successful, not given anything, something has to change. If we have nobody, if we have no midfielder, how can you Ole out? Like, what if Jose Mourinho was given the players that he wanted? At about 90 seconds left, what if he was given the players he wanted? Dave Moyes, what I talked about before, there was an interview where he's like, well, we were one step away from getting Gareth Bale. And then, bam. We were ready to go in the chopper. That fell through, and he got Fellaini and just went down. Hit. I mean, I think when that thing went through, he had no idea what to do. So, you know, how could you ever be Ole out if we don't, if we're not dominant? We've got a sixth or fifth or sixth team if we're lucky next year.
Everton's doing pretty good.
Yeah, they've had a better transfer window.
Yes, they have.
But that's the problem. When you have clubs that are in the relegation zone that are spending more money than United. No, I'm not saying that, but there are teams like Newcastle United spending.
You have people who own the clubs who don't care so much about money.
Yeah. I'd rather have Manchester United be bankrupt and dominate than. But that's us. Remember, folks, with the firm alliance and the protection of divine providence, you mutually pledge to each other our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor. Until next Thursday, good night and God bless. Goodbye.